Good morning. We are continuing with our conversation of Tachanun, and in particular, Nefilas Apayim, and we brought the Shita of the Rokeach, that in order to do Nefilas Apayim, we need to have a Sefer Torah. In the absence of a Sefer Torah, we say the Tachanun, but we don't do Nefilas Apayim. We don't lean on our hands, on our sides, etc. We also brought the opinion of the Knesset HaGdolah that it is sufficient if we have Sfarim, even if we don't have a Sefer Torah, but as long as we have Judaica, Sifrei Kodesh, that would suffice. And we brought a number of opinions that disagreed with that. And today, we're going to have two fundamental questions. Number one that we're going to go through is, how about if we have Tefillin or a mezuzah, is that indeed going to be sufficient in the Shita of the Knesset HaGdolah? So according to the Knesset HaGdolah, who said Sfarim is enough, how about Tefillin? How about a mezuzah on your door? So in fact, Eliyahu Rava brings the opinion of the Knesset HaGdolah, and he says as follows, I have not seen people being noheg like this, that they are doing the Nefilas Apayim with just having Sifrei Kodesh in the room without a Sefer Torah. We really need a Sefer Torah. And the second point, he says, according to the Knesset HaGdolah, if you're saying that it's sufficient to have Sfarim, the Lefizeh Stam Bayis Yishbo Mezuzah, every house has a mezuzah on it, that should suffice as well, and obviously that is not going to be sufficient. So that's where we have it from the Eliyahu Rabbah talking about a mezuzah. How about Tefillin? So the Tshuvas Hanhagos from Moshe Sternbach brings again the Shiari Knesset HaGdolah. Knesset HaGdolah says you don't need a Sefer Torah. Sfarim are sufficient, and says Rav Sternbach as follows, I don't understand this Knesset HaGdolah. Shim Noflim B'Sfarim, if you can do Nefilas Apayim just because you have Sifrei Kodesh, Kol Shekein B'Tefillin, certainly Tefillin should suffice. And Kal V'Chomer, the Kedusha, the Tefillin is on a higher level than Sfarim, and in fact, in certain ways, it's even more strict than a Sefer Torah. Why? Because when you're wearing Tefillin, you can't have a Hesach Hadas. You can't be thinking about other things, and you can't go elsewhere with your mind. You have to be focused on the Tefillah, and on your Tefillin, we don't have the same deen when it even comes to Sefer Torah. So, based on the Knesset HaGdolah, even Tefillin should be enough, and then he brings a second point, which refutes that obviously Tefillin is not enough, because the Ramah, when he brings this Halacha, that says we don't do Nefilas Apayim except when there's a Sefer Torah, obviously he was talking about Shachris as well. And in Shachris, we're wearing our Tefillin. And obviously the Ramah is saying you need a Sefer Torah specifically and only, and it's not sufficient to have the Tefillin on our heads. And accordingly, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, Yinkein, Hu Adin Shar Svarim, Becheder Lo Mayil, the same would apply to having other Svarim in the room. That is not going to be sufficient to enable us to do Nefilas Apayim. Indeed, we are going to need a Sefer Torah, and not like the claim of the Knesset HaGdolah that Sifrei Kodesh, even without a Sefer Torah, is sufficient. So that's when it comes to the first question. When it comes to Tefillin, we see that that would not be sufficient to do Nefilas Apayim. The same thing when it comes to mezuzah, both of them not going to be sufficient based on both the Eliyahu Rabbah we saw and the Tshuvas Hanhagos. We're going to need a Sefer Torah, not even like the Knesset HaGdolah that Sfarim are sufficient. And our second question goes as follows. When we say you need a Sefer Torah, that's the Shita of the Rokeach. You need a Sefer Torah. That's how we paskin in the Ramah. That's the Minhag of Ashkenazim. So how about a Sefer Torah that isn't kosher? It's possible. It's a possible Sefer Torah. Is that going to suffice? So the Divrei Yetziv talks about this, and he brings first the Shulchan HaTorah that says that this whole concept of having a Sefer Torah is not simply that if you have a Sefer Torah, you do Nefilas Apayim. The concept here is that when you have a Sefer Torah, the merit of having that Sefer Torah, the schus of that Sefer Torah, saves us from any sakana, any danger we may have, because saying the Tachanun with Nefilas Apayim is a very serious thing. And accordingly, in order to do it, says the Shulchan HaTorah, we need to have the protection of the Sefer Torah there. And accordingly, based on that Shulchan HaTorah, the Divrei Yosef says as follows, if that's the concept, to have the protection, we have to have specifically a kosher Sefer Torah. It indeed would not suffice to have a pasul Sefer Torah. But on the other hand, we have the Sefer Isha Yisrael, who brings in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, who wrote to the author of the Isha Yisrael as follows, the after Bekai Gavna, even in a situation, Shiesh Rak Sifrei Torah Psulim, even if you only have posel sifrei Torah, not a kosher sefer Torah, that would be sufficient, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because we have opinions that even svarim alone, just a regular set of svarim, would be sufficient. So certainly a posel sefer Torah would be sufficient as well. So the bottom line here is, even in the Shita of the Rokeach, even in the Shita of the Knesset HaGdola, who is of the view that Svarim are enough, Tefillin and Mezuzah would not suffice, and even in the opinion that we need specifically a Sefer Torah, according to the Divrei Yetziv, a Pasul Sefer Torah would not suffice, but according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, a Sefer Torah that is Pasul indeed would suffice. Have a wonderful day.